From NPR News, this is News and Notes. I'm Ed Gordon. This summer, the streets of Philadelphia, Chicago, and Detroit are facing a growing problem. A new brand of heroin laced with fentanyl has killed hundreds of users in a matter of weeks, including many unsuspecting teens. Fentanyl is an opiate analgesic. Manufactured in a lab, it is meant to help patients with chronic pain. The drug is a whopping 80 times stronger than morphine. When combined with heroin, it creates a high so strong it can kill a user before he even removes his needle. Response to the epidemic has been swift. 2 weeks ago in Philadelphia, the Office of National Drug Control Policy hosted an emergency forum on the issue, and officials in Michigan helped craft this public service announcement.
Whenever you use illegal drugs, you are risking your life. Now that risk has increased significantly with the presence of fentanyl. Fentanyl, a strong prescription pain medication, is now being illegally sold and added to cocaine or heroin before being sold to unsuspecting users. It takes your breath away, literally. It shuts your system down so fast, you die before you get high. More than 100 people have died from this drug in Michigan alone. If you suspect a fentanyl overdose, which starts with the victim passing out or having difficulty breathing, call 911 immediately, and then start mouth-to-mouth breathing on the victim. A message from the Michigan Department of Community Health.
We're joined now by Dr. Calvin Trent, director of Detroit's Bureau of Substance Abuse Prevention, Treatment, and Recovery. He joins us via phone. And from member station WBEZ in Chicago, Dan Big. He is a director of Chicago Recovery Alliance and coordinator of one of the largest needle exchange programs in the country. I thank you both. Dr. Trent, let me start with you. A lot of people have yet to hear of this epidemic, and we should note while we mention three cities, this is growing and moving into other areas. Baltimore is seeing a problem. New York is starting to take a look at this. How, in fact, did this come into the drug market?
Well, you know, in Detroit, we think that it has come in the drug market through Mexico up into this area, and that actually the product is the fentanyl product is put in the heroin before it gets to this community.
Dan Big, one of the issues and problems that we're seeing is many of these addicts don't even know they're using this kind of heroin.
Well, in effect, that's the nature of illicit drug use in the United States, is you don't know what you're using, period. And the warning of imminent death has been going on for 50 years with all kinds of drugs. The more we make laws against them, the more it's a crapshoot.
Dr. Trent, how do we stem this epidemic? This is becoming more and more popular, even with the danger. In fact, some of the street names, Bone Crusher and Get High or Die Tryin', should speak to the issue of how dynamic this drug is.
Yeah, well, there's two problems. One is, you know, the regular addict who, unfortunately, and as Big says, will be looking to this to get a bigger high, and that is one of the real issues in terms of addiction, that people are out of control and they want to get high even in the face of death. But also, you know, we have what we call recreational drug users, you know, people who come into town and on the weekend want to get high and buy some illicit drug on the street, which of course is a crazy thing to do. But we want to get a message to both those populations. So our ad that you played is kind of intended for the recreational drug user who to kind of scare them off, but we also had many people in recovery who've been out in the streets in high drug trafficking areas trying to do face-to-face with addicts to warn them and to make sure that at least they use in groups and don't use alone, and know what to do in case of an emergency. Unfortunately, right now we don't have a Narcan program, but here at the Health Department, we're seriously looking at developing one in Detroit.
Dan Big, 2 points here. One, we should note that many of these users, in fact, do use drugs alone, so therefore they would not have anyone to resuscitate them if, in fact, they had an issue. And let me ask you this question. How easily attainable is this drug, and what's the cost for it?
Naloxone is the brand name, so you're talking 20 times cheaper if you say naloxone instead of Narcan. So I like to say naloxone. And it costs for 10 doses, 10 1cc doses, it is $2.50. So it's extremely cheap, and it's a pure antidote, meaning it has no side effects whatsoever. It does need to be injected. There is some evidence that it can be orally sprayed. Intranasally sprayed, but it's only 80% as effective that way. But in the past 6 years, we have taught people about how to do this, and these are people that have spent decades injecting. They know how to inject, and this needs to be injected into a muscle, and within 3 or 4 minutes, dramatically reverses all opiate intoxication. And it's a very gentle experience when it's done intramuscularly, and there are very few. Of 457 reports of peer reversals now, only 3 have reported negative effects, that is, withdrawal effects associated with it. So it's a very gentle, very agreeable, very wanted solution to this problem, and it doesn't matter if it's fentanyl or heroin, it'll reverse it. But as you say, someone needs to be there. So we have to overcome enough of the shame and isolation that goes with this to allow people to have it. We have to overcome our own prejudices about helping people stay alive to allow them to have it and know how to use it. And that seems to be the biggest challenge.
Dr. Trent, that seems to be the catch-22 when we wrestle with the drug use in this country, and that's whether or not you have the hard line for illicit drugs, illegal drugs, and say, no, you just don't do it, or you take a realistic view of the numbers of people that use these drugs and deal with that situation from that point.
Yeah, well, that's true, and we're, you know, so glad that hopefully we're coming to the end of this era that we call the war on drugs, which was just very destructive to our communities. But and looking at drug addiction as a disease that it is, and the victims of it as people who are sick and need assistance, you know, one thing in Wayne County that we really that even surprised me was that we tend to have 2 to 3 drug-related deaths daily. That is a huge number from a public health standpoint. And our director of public health here, Dr. Phyllis Meadows, has, you know, tasked me to begin to look into this issue, you know, and try to bring a overdose prevention program to our community.
Yeah. Dr. Trent, you were part of this emergency forum in Philadelphia a couple of weeks ago. Tell us what the upshoot was coming out of it, and whether or not you think the FDA and other organizations and groups have a handle on what we're seeing here.
Well, you know, there's been a swift reaction throughout not only the national, but in our area, the state level. That commercial that you heard was produced by our state officials, county and local. You know, there is, I think, a real effort to stem the tide of this drug, knowing that it will be coming to other communities, and to seriously look at the stigma associated with substance abuse and understand that these are citizens, too, that need help and need assistance, and we should be out here trying to save their lives. So, you know, we have to take a totally different look at addiction in our communities and know that they are really the basis of most of the public health and public safety issues in our community, and we need to address it with a national and local strategies.
Dan Biggs, some may be surprised with the number of deaths that we've reported, about 500 or so, and one has to believe that that number is probably smaller than the actual. Often overdoses go unreported. When you look at the fentanyl epidemic, one must believe that, and we've seen this historically with heroin in particular, that this is the latest fad drug, as we tend to call them, and sooner or later this will go away and be replaced with something else. How do we deal with the idea that perhaps America is not looking at the drug epidemic as closely as we should?
Well, I think our friend from Detroit said it all. There are 3 to 5 drug-related overdose deaths a day. In other words, young people being brought in dead to your medical examiner's office. This is also true in Chicago with 800, 900 overdose deaths a year. And with each one of those people, young people, dead, has, I assume, around 3 people that care about them. So we're talking thousands and thousands. This has been going on for 10, 15 years in the numbers that we're talking about. Where are these people screaming, let's do something? And the reason you can't hear them is because they are overwhelmed with shame about this. The Philadelphia forum you mentioned, we had one in Chicago too. We're the only group in Chicago that is doing anything about overdose. We weren't invited. The state addiction treatment people were not invited. So the people that are trying to deal with this humanely seem to be locked out of the process of being part of the solution, even when, as I said, providing people with the antidote in, you know, quarter shot is cheap and easy and has been done for 35 years in medical settings to great effect. And people have been doing it in the streets here and in many other cities around the country, yet we don't even want to look at it. So it seems to me that the consistent message we're giving out is life doesn't matter when it comes to drug users. And now that's kind of funny for the most intoxicating culture in the history of the world. So I would say we just need to stop being hypocrites and let's face our desire for intoxication as a society and say it's okay. And it doesn't need to kill, and it doesn't need to make sick, and it doesn't need to spread disease. All these things can prevent it. If we say we're not interested in that, what we're interested in is filling the jails with people. And that's basically the attack we've taken now. We've put an additional million people behind bars, nonviolent drug offenders, most African American. In Illinois, we're the worst offenders. The rate for incarceration for drug crimes for African Americans is 57 times that of whites. And, you know, a lot of this relates to drug commerce and so forth. But yeah. This system is horrible, and it's brutal, and it's killing people. And all we need to talk about is changing it.
In fact, has, as you suggested, disproportionately affected minorities in this country. Dr. Calvin Trent is director of Detroit's Bureau of Substance Abuse Prevention, Treatment, and Recovery, and Dan Bigg is director of the Chicago Recovery Alliance. Gentlemen, thank you.
Thank you.
Pleasure.